The following podcast is a That's So Fetch production.
Heary, heary.
Welcome back, good counsel.
It's Clara Maria, and today we're talking about the ins and outs of the new year.
And we're joined with a special guest, Emma.
And remember, we always bring the gossip to the girls. This is GirlCast. All right, GirlCasters, our girlies, and our listeners, we're going to start with the ins of the new year. So 2024 is all about trying new things, welcoming back the, 2014 trends, as we well know. And so I'm just going to say something controversial. I think right now a major in is like a cherry red bag.
A cherry bag is very in right now, especially for like the spring coming up. I feel like it adds like 100%. A pop of color to the outfits. I think black is out, like black bags, and it's a little too dark for the general thing. I like colors, which goes into our next in. I'm kind of done with neutrals. At least I am.
Neutrals was very 2020 to 2023, and especially with the Louis Vuitton thing coming up, the like Valentine's issue, all pinks, all reds, like we're welcoming Valentine's Day into a whole new idea.
I'm excited for colors and not neutral, because I think neutral is very loungewear, and last year 2023 was all about growth and self-care and everything, and I think this new year is ready to start with a bang.
Talking about growth, I also think that finding your own aesthetic is like what we need this year. Like discovering yourself is what really what we need. Like I don't really know mine, but I'm gonna find it. What about you, Emma?
I agree. I'm very into like the whole like colorful nails. I like going off of the red, the cherry red, burgundy nails and like designs. Like no more keeping it simple.
So real. Talking about nails, another in doing your nails at home.
Yeah.
Stop paying like $60 to $80 for like acrylics and gels, right, ladies? Like we need to learn how to do them at home.
The Sally Hansen like the gel or whatever thing is so good.
Yes, I love it. Oh my god, like we just need to save money this year. 2024 is the year of saving money. Like god bless.
Yeah. Okay. So also, I think personally, I know this may be controversial, but I think skipping out on TikTok, like. Reducing. I don't go on TikTok as much anymore, and I feel like it's better because I can focus more myself. And then I think it also helps you like develop your own like aesthetic better, because if I'm constantly looking at girls wearing the same thing, I'm influenced to buy, and we're trying to save money. And that's not helping.
That's so real. I'm just so addicted to the app. I need to delete it. It's addicting for me.
And it's bad. I want to buy everything with TikTok shop. I cannot help myself.
A little tangent. Have you guys seen the like sour gummies on TikTok shop?
No.
Girl Cass, you would know what I'm talking about.
Chamoy?
Kind of. It's what is it called? Gushers. It's Gushers and blue raspberry like sour stuff. Ugh.
Oh, did you order it?
I ordered it off of TikTok shop.
I ordered some on TikTok shop.
Oh my god. TikTok shop is gonna steal our money, guys.
I don't get it. It's so easy.
It's so easy.
In the US too. That's kind of sketch.
I don't know. I think I'm getting scammed, but I haven't been scammed yet.
Oh, God bless.
So yeah, I think that skipping out on TikTok may be a good thing to maybe like at least try to do.
You're saying Pinterest instead, maybe?
Yeah, like Pinterest. Like I don't know. Just like focusing less phone, more you, whatever.
Yeah, focusing on yourself is the 2024 mantra. Alright, ladies, we need to focus on ourselves, look inwards, and become ourselves,
We're also, like, trying out new things and stepping out of our comfort zones.
I got you.
And being okay with being bad at stuff and still liking to do it anyway.
Yeah, I love math and I'm terrible. I literally fail every single test, but...
It's okay. Yeah. But if you love it, you know what? You're willing to work.
Yeah.
I think another in is fresh flowers at all times in your room.
What's your favorite flower?
I love yellow roses.
I love a yellow tulip.
A yellow rose is my favorite.
I don't think I have a favorite.
Really? I like forget-me-nots too, but you can't.
I like the blue
forget-me-nots.
Like,
which ones?
I don't know what it's called, but like they're like long and skinny and they have like blue flowers.
I think those are forget-me-nots. They're little blue flowers, like little. Yeah. Or the hydrangeas you're talking about.
No, hydrangeas are huge.
Yeah, but I mean like they're like composed of little flowers.
Yeah, I guess that's a free meal.
No, flowers are so in.
Like, fresh also, in my day.
Also, boyfriends, if you're listening to Girlcast with your girlfriend right now, we want the brown paper
the
bag.
The brown paper. Oh,
we
my God.
We want the brown paper bag.
And DIY. Like,
it depends what kind of stuff you have, like, in it. You know, like, stuffing in a flower.
I don't want bright colored flowers. If they're popping out, like, they're dyed, like, the bright, like, blue ones, I'm done.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm done. The one from Walmart and, like, the Easter brown
plastic
paper.
Bag.
I'm done.
Yes. We want to, even if you're buying it from Walmart, like, buy just, like, a brown paper bag and, like, at least make it seem like you got it from a florist or something. And when you're ordering from a florist, like, just say, like, her favorite colors, and, like, if you know her favorite flower, then, you know.
Yeah, most likely people don't want orange.
Yeah, most likely.
People don't, and a lot of people don't like red. It's a little too harsh, unless you're getting roses.
I like an orange tulip, and that's about it.
Yeah.
But I'm a tulip girly. But if you're ordering, like, roses, I don't like any, like, filler. I don't like any filler. I just want all the roses in that circle.
I do kind of like little white things. You know the things, little white things
I know
they
what
put with
about.
Roses?
The
I like
things,
them.
Bro?
Yeah, I think so. Mm-hmm. I like that, but yeah, flowers are very in, make you happy. They make you see like a little in your room.
Keeps the energy up.
Yeah. And it's nice to switch something out and like change it up every week.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I also think super important, and this has always been in, but like super hydrated like skin, and not just like your face, like your body. Like I'm talking about body lotion every morning and every night. I think that's a must.
Must. I use this like philosophy, I think. It's
mm-hmm.
philosophy.
I know
and I use it with, like, oil, and I put it on my body in the morning, and at night I use this, like, tanning stuff from, like, Jergens or something, just so I don't get, like,
super
you know, uneven legs or, like, yeah, super pale.
I like the Body Shop has a strawberry, like, body yogurt, and it's not as thick. I love it. I've been through so many bottles, and then I use that in the morning, and at night when I want something thicker, I like to like EOS, the vanilla cashmere.
Gosh, I
it smells like cookies. It's so good.
I need to get that.
And it's so soft and it sinks in. And I think that's really important.
I have the warm cashmere from Philosophy. That's what it is.
Yeah, yeah.
It's warm cashmere.
The EOS is vanilla cashmere.
This is so like basic and mainstream.
Yeah.
I've been using the Sol de Janeiro, like
is
the red one.
The red, okay.
Oh, I've never seen that. I've only seen the orange or the yellow or
Sol de Janeiro just came to Ulta. I hope everyone knows that.
Catch me at Ulta, hello.
I know.
Also, another in your Sephora Ulta deal.
Oh my God, tell me.
Okay, so Sephora has this deal right now, and it's like you get like a full size of Pillow Talk, you get a full size of a Glossier lipstick, and a full size of something else. Oh, of like a Rare Beauty lipstick, and then you get three other minis. And it's for $35, and it's Sephora, and it's all like more like nudie type, like
nudie
pink. It is so good. And it's
did you order it already?
It's called like the Perfect Pout Kit or something. It's so good.
I haven't gotten a Sephora kit in like years.
I used to love them. I used to look forward to them. But that's pretty in saving money and getting stuff even though you probably don't need it. But
saving money is so real. Working is a 2024 in.
Yeah, but at the same time, I don't.
You don't know what to work. Yeah, I know. I know.
But, yeah, it is an in. Like, making money or saving money and making yourself productive for the people.
Making money to buy lotions and sunscreens. Sunscreen is a 2024
in. It's so important.
I don't care.
It's
guys,
so important.
I self-tan when I have to. Like, I'm not going to get skin cancer, but I am going to be tan. Like,
yeah, that's like, the difference. Like, I'm not, like, a hardcore sun freak where I have to wear hats. I'm not getting, like, in the summer, I'm getting tan and sometimes a little burnt. But
yeah,
you can still get tan with sunscreen on.
Yes, so true. Especially during this winter time, like a lot of people forget that you do still need to wear sunscreen.
Mm-hmm.
You need to wear sunscreen. Like, dog, the reason that you're getting like hyperpigmentation and like freckles and like zits is because you don't have sunscreen on.
Yeah.
It's the reason I have this like breakout on my face is because I wasn't wearing sunscreen. Like, hello.
It's okay, but. Okay, another thing I'm thinking is dresses. I'm kind of done with pants, like, in shorts. I've always been done with it.
You are a dress girl.
I am so done with shorts. Like, I'm sick of them rubbing between my legs. I'm sick of getting sizing.
Yep.
I'm sick of that. I'm sick of, like, I don't know.
I get it.
I'm done.
You go first.
I've always been, like, a shorts girly, but now I'm, like, trying to get more, like, skirts and dresses.
Yes!
I feel like it's just in.
Well, it's also so much easier. Like, people are like, why are you dressed up? And I'm like, this took like 5 minutes. Yeah. If I were to put together an outfit with like pants or shorts,
it takes so long.
So long.
And it's like, and then it's like so many like hassle things. And like, not even joking, when I go to the bathroom, like, I don't want to have to like undo belts and like tuck in my, you know what I'm saying? Like, have to like refinagle my whole self. And a sundress is just easier.
Bodysuits look really good, but once you get into the bathroom,
No way. No way.
I can't do it.
I don't do my, I don't understand.
Because I wait till the last minute until my, like, bladder is, like, piercing and making me want to die, and then I have to go to the bathroom. So it's going to take me a hot minute to, like, focus in and undo the buttons on my bodysuit. Like, I need to, like, you know.
Yeah, I'm not down with that, but I like sundresses.
So with dresses, they're, like, easy to, like, dress up or dress down. It's just.
But, like, tennis shoes. No, I'll mention this in our out section. But another in, I'm thinking, is blue jewelry. I'm wearing blue jewelry.
Stop. So in.
Look at
my little bracelet.
I love a gold with like the turquoise or whatever. I love it. And it's so beach. Like, yeah, it's not as much a wintertime thing. But since Christmas is over, I'm kind of in like spring mindset. So I am wearing, I love blue jewelry. I think, especially if you have blue eyes or something, it makes them pop more.
I think blue jewelry looks good on everyone. If you have dark skin, like, hella, that's going to make it pop. Pale skin, medium skin. I think it looks olive skin, like, looks good on every single person. You know what also looks good on every person is pink.
Pink looks great.
Pink.
I'm not a pink girly.
Pink looks so good on you.
I love pink. Like, oh my god, not that mauvey pink. I'm talking pink.
I'm talking bright pink.
I hate the browny, like, rose pink. Not the color you want, but, like, the more muted, because I feel like when I wear outfits like that, it washes me out.
Same. Yeah, if I wear skin-colored outfits, it washes me out.
I need, like, a brown. I need, like, a pink.
Same.
So I think it looks good on everything. It makes it super girly, like, hyper-feminine.
I love jewelry. Jewelry is so in.
I love jewelry. Jewelry is so in. Like, jewelry everywhere. I love it.
Yeah.
Any way to dress. Who cares if people think you're wearing too much? You're not.
Yeah.
You're not.
I also want to get my thirds, which is like 1, 2, 3.
Mm-hmm. I want that too.
Yeah.
I know, I'm gonna get my doubles soon.
Girly, yes. Oh, I love piercings, and if your parents don't like piercings, just wait till you're 18 and beg that
one. Clip on.
Clip on's
really cute.
Clip on.
Sarah has a clip on, and it looks really cute on her cartilage. I think making your bed every morning.
I can't.
I do it every morning, and there's nothing better than coming back, and I feel like my room is so clean and put together.
Okay, that is true. Coming back when your bed is made, I actually made my bed today, so I'm literally, you know,
head of the game. And I don't like messy rooms. Or if I come in, my room's messy and my bed's not made, then I'm going to want to get in my bed.
But the thing is that, like, when I wake up, it's going to take me, like, 10 minutes to get out of my bed. I don't want to leave that warm, cozy feeling and go out into the cold and be like, I can't get ready, you know? Yeah. You're a very good morning person. If you're a morning person, make your bed.
I think you should make your bed. That's the first thing I do. I have to get out and I have to make my bed, and I can't get back in it. And guess what? I'm screwed if I get tired. I already mentioned another in is wearing colors. I'm sick of the neutral. Mm-hmm. I'm sick of the whatever. I want things in people's hair. I want little things. I want colors. I'm sick of the brown, black, and white. I think
here's another in. Hair accessories.
I love hair accessories.
We don't wear hair accessories enough. Remember in like 2015 when we all had headbands and like those clips.
And they were bright.
And like scrunchies, the beads, like, hair accessories need to come back in full force.
Full force. I love hair accessories, but then it's like, whenever I come into school, my hair gets like blown around and I'm like, it's just easier to
My hair gets back. So puffy. My hair's kind of curly today.
It looks good. It looks like really done.
Thank you, babe.
I think another thing that's in, this is really controversial because I'm a book person, but Kindles. It has been so easy to travel everywhere.
I don't have a Kindle, but
it's the best purchase. I got it last Christmas, and it is the best thing I think I've ever gotten in my life because I read so much that I can't carry so many books around with me, and I love a good book, like, at home and stuff, but it's such a hassle. I can literally put the Kindle in my purse, and it's great, and I read so much more than I would.
I just need to have the book in my hands.
I need to, like, be able to, like, see how, like, close I am to finishing.
I used to read, what was that, like, illegal website for a while?
Oh, my God, AO3?
No, not, no. Zip, 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 Z Library. Z Library or something. I used to download that on my iBooks and I would read all these books. Yes. But it was just hard for me to like remember the story, I think. I needed to hold it.
Yeah. I love that, but you know, especially traveling. Like I'm not bringing 18 million.
It's so hard.
And I'm not putting them in my luggage. I'm sorry. I'm not doing that.
When we went to Busch Gardens and it was like we were coming back home and it was nighttime, I was like wishing I had a Kindle because I was so bored and it was dark.
And I like the fact that you can light
any position. Oh, that's true. It does have lighting on it. That's so true.
And you can light any position. I like that. I think it's really nice. I think it makes reading everywhere really easy.
Wow, those were such good ins.
Yeah, so
those were such good ins.
Yeah.
All right, girl cast, let's talk about the outs. I'm going to start with a very big one.
Okay.
An out, situationships.
No.
I can't do it. I'm your girlfriend or I'm not.
I saw this thing on TikTok that was like, a situationship is like a situationship to one person and nothing to the other.
Yes.
Like, that's literally all it is.
That's so true. But like also, if you're talking on Snapchat, that's so out.
Yeah, so out. So out.
It's so out.
The other day, I got like a DM on Instagram and I was like, Snap? And I haven't answered it since.
No, that's like.
Text me on iMessage, like,
please. No, my number.
The thing is that like, I know this guy. And I'm like, you could most definitely get my number through like a friend of ours or like my Snapchat through a friend of ours. Like, why are you DMing me on Instagram?
Yeah, like, I'm like, call her up. Like, be like, hey.
Snap is the reason for the demise. Like, such an ick. Such an ick. Like,
I hate
please
it.
Don't do that.
Okay, I feel like mine is kind of similar. And I was talking to Mariah about this. My owl is soft launches. I think they're stupid.
I actually don't understand them. Like, I don't understand why you'd soft launch.
By the time you get to a name reveal, like, you're going to be broken up. Like,
but the thing is that a soft launch, like, usually a soft launch is like, oh, like, I've been seeing him for, like, 3 months. Girl, he's been seeing another guy.
Or if you're insecure, another guy. Like, I get that.
Yeah,
like,
I don't understand. I honestly thought you were talking about businesses. I was like, no, I hate soft launches. Like, I hate when they're, like, putting
talking
out,
talking
like,
about soft launch, why did FAFSA soft launch? Like, hello? Why did it keep going in and out?
Why does businesses, they open their stores, but then they have the grand opening, like, a month later? I don't understand.
So weird.
It doesn't make any sense to me.
They want to tease us.
Yeah. Okay. Another out I have is taking pictures for Instagram. Like, as in, like, not like a, oh, smile, whatever. But I mean, like, sitting there and taking pictures.
Like, not, like, candid.
Like sitting there and posing and doing it over and over. I think it's so out. I think if someone captures a great moment, that's great. But I'm sick of people being like, oh, let me get dressed up. So let's take a lot of pictures. Make sure I look good. I'm sick of that because I think...
Like, dressing up specifically for Instagram?
And posing specifically and then being like, oh, that's not good enough. Let me get my good... You know what I'm saying? Like, I want some, like, real photos. Like, take a picture of you and then...
who cares?
Like
a casual Instagram. Casual Instagrams are definitely in. And, like, Instagram models are out.
Like,
no.
I don't like it all. And I'm sick of, like, all the captions trying to be, like, cute. It's okay. You can literally be, like... If you're at the beach, you could be, like, at Ocean City Beach. Like, I don't think it's that big of a deal. I think captions are so, like, I don't know. I think people think too much. You don't even have to caption it.
True. Not captioning it is the biggest flex ever because everyone keeps, you know, wondering, oh, my gosh, like, what's this girl up to?
So mysterious.
I love it. Okay, another out is energy drinks.
Coming from you?
Disagree.
Right now, I'm trying to get off of it, but...
Mariah, you're addicted to Celsius.
Yeah, I know, but that's why it's out. It's spiking cortisol, especially before breakfast. It's really bad.
Before breakfast, you have a Celsius?
Yeah, because I go to the gym in the morning.
I have a Celsius every morning.
And then I was like, you know what? I'm not going to do it. It raises your cortisol levels, and raised cortisol leads to, like, stress hormones, and I think it's bad. And so I didn't do it today, and this is my first day not doing
it. Let's go.
But I do have a Celsius in my water bottle right now, but it's after breakfast.
So it's getting better. Celsius
after breakfast is in.
Yes, and but trying, before but trying to get rid of energy drinks in total, just kind of easing off.
I'm not big into energy drinks, but I do love, like, caffeine. I love tea, coffee, Diet Coke. I don't know if that's caffeinated.
Cause I don't think it is.
Anyways, but, yeah.
I think another out is mascara. I really think mascara is out.
No, you're a fat liar. I can't go day to day without mascara. I literally look like a rat.
I think it's good, but it's such a hassle that I'm so done with it.
That's very controversial.
It is such a hassle. And then, like, it, like, when I, like, take a shower at night, it, like, gets all over, and I'm just, it's, I'm sick of worrying about it, because sometimes that you have, like, good lash days, and sometimes you don't.
Mm-hmm. You have great lashes today, by the way.
But sometimes you have good lash days, and sometimes you don't. And I'm sick of, like, worrying if, like, my eyelashes are sticking too much together. And it's such, like, a, I don't know. It's something in my head that I'll be like, oh, make sure I don't have any, like, black flakes or whatever.
I know what you mean.
Okay, another out is...
Okay, slick back hair.
No, I don't like it. I'm done with slick back. I don't like it.
Like the low, like,
bun. Your hair is greasy. Like, just wash it. Like, why do you need to, like, put more oils in it? I don't know.
Or wear it proud. Wear a headband.
Yeah, I'm wearing a headband right now, guys. I haven't washed my hair in probably 3 days.
Dry shampoo is an in.
Dry shampoo is so in.
Like, I love dry shampoo. That's probably why my hair is, like, so voluminous.
I use dry shampoo so much.
I can't go without, like, dressing, like, really nice, though. Like, that's another in. Just, like, side note. Dressing sloppy, like, going out and, like in sweatpants and a sweatshirt.
Unless you're going to movies, then it's
unless you're
going
to the airport, I don't know.
Yeah.
The airport, yeah, I do wear, like, sweatpants and a sweatshirt. But, like, going out, like, if I'm at, like, a nice restaurant and I see someone with, like, sweatpants on. Okay, and also controversial leggings on.
I don't like
anymore. I'm sorry.
Yeah, they aren't.
They're casual.
If I see you dressing that at a nice restaurant, I am going to stare at you, and I am going to judge you, and I am going to critique you in my brain. And when you walk past, I am going to look at you and go,
or jeans up and down. Like Lululemon tops. No. Why? If you're wearing Lululemon, you should be wearing all, like, athleisure.
Yeah.
Why are you wearing jeans and, like, a Lululemon, like, I don't know.
Yeah, that's weird.
That's so dumb.
Yeah, that's actually really weird. Like, don't do that, please. The ins are dressing in your aesthetic, and if your aesthetic's, like, athleisure, you go for that girl, you know? You go for that. But I don't want to see, you know, leggings and a Lululemon top at my work. I work at a very fancy Italian restaurant, and sometimes I'd be seeing, like, people walk in, and we have to, like, be like, sometimes people will walk in with, like, tank tops because it's near the beach, and we're like, I'm sorry, we're only going to have to seat you outside. We can't seat you inside in our dining area. Because no one wants to see, like, nipples showing, you know?
Yeah. Like, it's not, like, beach casual.
Men wearing tank tops is such an ick.
I hate men wearing tank tops.
No.
Okay, so the next one, and listen, this isn't I love fake tan. That is not the problem. The problem is, I feel like the only time I can fake tan is actually in the summer when I'm already getting tan, because I will not keep up with it. And then it looks patchy. I think fake tan is great. Where you keep up with it. But I personally, it's out for me. I did it last year. I'm not doing this year because every 3 days, it was because I didn't use the actual, like, tanning stuff. I used, like, the drops with moisturizer or whatever.
Okay, that's what my sister uses, and she says the same thing. I use, like, a gel, and I put it over my body, and it doesn't stick or something. I don't know. I really like it.
But I just, for some reason, just one more thing I have to do, and it's like, it's great. Like, I love fake tan. I wish I could keep up with it because I think it looks great. But for me personally, I think it's out because I'm not dealing with it.
Well, also, you look great when you're, like, not tan. Like, you look great year round. So does Emma. Like, look at my face.
I think your face looks very tan.
That's because I put bronzer on.
Tanologist water. I think that's an out. Like, it was, like, trending on TikTok.
Tanologist water.
Year ago.
Does it even do anything?
It's like a self tan serum, but it's water based, and, like, you can't see it. You don't apply it with the mitt. Like, you don't know where it is, and it's so
that's
splotchy.
That's what I use.
That's why you're having problems with it.
I used, like, B tan, and it was clear like that. I love B tan though.
Okay, I am going to head out, and I'm going to leave you girls to finish this up.
All right, girlies, we had a little bit too much going on, so Maria had to leave, but we're still here with Emma and Claire. And so we're going to get into, like, our final topics of our outs and our ins, and we want to hear from you guys. So if you want to DM us on Instagram at GirlCast, you can do so, and we'll answer your questions. We love to give advice and to talk to you guys. We want to be personal with you, right?
Yes.
And so Emma's a very close friend of ours. Major in right now, I think, is Taylor Swift. Everyone is surrounding Taylor Swift this year.
She was my number one on Spotify Wrapped, and I think she just fits, like, every occasion.
Yeah.
And, like, it's all I listen to because there are so many different, like, genres. But, like, I'll be in the car with my friends.
Because there's country, folk, pop, rap. Like, she does everything.
I'll be, like, I'll be in the car driving with someone on aux, and I'm, like, oh, like, I have no music to play because all I listen to is Taylor Swift.
Yeah. And I hate to be like this, but also in is Kanye. He is... I don't mean to be like this. I am a Swiftie, and I love Taylor Swift, but, like, I don't, like, I just love him. He's so unapologetic. Like, he just does what he does, and his music is so good. I don't like him as a person, but his music is just so good. Like, so good.
I agree. It is a classic, but a bigger in than Kanye is Drake. I think Drake is way
better.
Oh,
true. Drake is really in right now. You know who's an out? Post Malone.
He's been an owl.
Okay, also, if you guys listen to EDM, you may know Fred Again. Woo, baby! I love myself some Fred Again. He is so...
I've not heard of that.
He, like, the music is just, like, weird, to be honest. But it just makes me laugh and, like, it makes me happy because he has, like, good beats. But it's all about, like, songs about girls. And, like, the girls will, like, kind of join in sometimes. But there's this one song called Jungle... So good.
I love rap. Like, I've always been, like, a rap girly, but, like, now I think I'm getting into, like the slow music. Like, it doesn't have to be sad, but, like, I love the folk music. I love just, like, I don't want to use the word indie because I feel like that's, like, such, like, a weird term to describe music, but, like, the slow music.
I got you. You know what's also in that slow? Is jazz music, specifically La La Land about jazz music.
I watched La La Land recently for
the
first
time.
Yes.
La La Land's my favorite movie. Ugh.
It was really good.
I love Ryan Gosling.
And I see the videos on TikTok of, like, they're playing La La Land with, like, a real orchestra.
I actually have seen that.
Ugh. I think that's super in to go to one of those.
I totally agree. We need to go to, like, a movie theater and then, like, give you guys a review, GirlCast. Like, we'll come back and we'll come back on this topic. But I just want to say, like, thank you so much for joining us on our podcast today. Yes, of course. And we're so sorry that Maria can't do our outro with us, but, you know, she'll always be here in memory. And so I just wanted to say, you know, bye, GirlCast, and that we love you, and that, remember, we're always bringing the gossip to the girls.
Yes.
All right, see you next time. I'm gonna go to bed.